Welcome to episode 47 of the Midlife Worthy Moms podcast for the Graceful Empty Nester. Have you ever heard of the Pareto Principle? It's often used in the business world to describe how 80% of what a business does creates 20% of the cause and effect that they receive. We're going to dive into the Pareto Principle and how it actually impacts moms with grown kids today. Are you a mom who's been taken by surprise and finds herself struggling with her adult child? Well, it's time to grab a pen and notebook because I'm about to share some insider information that will help you navigate through this challenging phase. I'm Kim Damon, a mom, a life coach, and an Enneagram coach. I specialize in helping moms of adults in rediscovering the connection with their adult kids. Just imagine mom stepping into a state of drama remission with your adult children. Together, we'll build a life grounded in grace and the peace that comes from truly knowing who you are as a midlife woman and a mom. Make sure you visit my website. The link is provided in the show notes. And grab your free course, Thriving in a Divided Family. It's packed with valuable insight. The first thing I want to explain to you is the Pareto Principle. It's really where 80% of the effects are a result of 20% of the causes. It's everywhere. 80% of our efforts give us 20% of our results. Let's explore how we see this principle in everyday life. Well, the first principle that I want to give you, first and foremost, is the human brain. They say that the human brain has 80% negative thoughts a day. No wonder we're struggling. No wonder we have a difficult time with our lives, and we have to think about things on purpose. We have to mend on purpose. Other areas that we might see this in our lives is really, if you think about this, most of us wear 20% of our clothing 80% of the time. Or 80% of what you've learned comes from 20% of the materials that you've actually studied. Or you've spent 80% of your time cleaning 20% of your home. I know I do that. Like 80% of my time is spent in 20% of the house. 80% of your health improvement come from 20% of your efforts, like regular exercise or a balanced diet. 80% of your success in a career or in a business comes from you focusing on the top 20% of your skills and your strengths. 80% of customer service issues come from 20% of product or services. That's kind of interesting when we think about a business that we may have recently gone to, and everything about it was wonderful. The food was great, the atmosphere was great, but maybe the wait staff wasn't as great. As a result, we walk away being unhappy about our experience eating at that restaurant. We often get 80% of our nutrition from only 20% of our foods that we consume on a regular basis. The minimalist, if you have one in your life, has got this figured out, okay? They know that they only use 20% of their clothes, their shoes, maybe cabinet space or furniture 80% of the time. So they end up living with less. They just get rid of those things that they only use 20% of the time. What kind of things do you spend 20% of your life doing that give you 80% of your joy? That's what we're going to focus in on today for you moms. If we spend 20% of our time pulling forward what brings us the most joy in life, we're going to find our lives 80% happier. Now, our habit brain thinks that if we spend 80% of our time on all the efforts, to solve a problem, or 80% of our time thinking about the person, we will surely solve the problem. But unfortunately, that's not true. And yet that is what most of us do. We spend 80% of our time and efforts trying to build up our family, trying to connect with our kids. And it doesn't work that way. What does work is spending 20% of our time in making it quality, making it value time. It's really a flawed logic when we spend 80% of our time trying to solve a problem. We become frustrated because we're consumed by the problem in itself. We're consumed by the relationship having a problem. We're consumed by the attitude of the problem. And when we become frustrated, we become more unhappy, more unfulfilled, burdened, and more confused as to why we can't solve the problem in the first place. If you make a list of 20 things that bring you joy, I want you to go out then and pick 4 that bring you the most joy in your life, that bring you 80% of your joy. Yes, we might have 20 things that bring us joy, but I bet that 4 of those are going to make up 80% of when you feel joy. You can also make a list of 20 things that make you feel better in your life, that bring you the most peace and joy. And then you can decide which top 4 things bring you the most peace and joy. Now, the Pareto principle, you can consider taking those other 16 that you didn't pick and just reducing the time that you spend on them. Make this an ongoing game that increases your joy, that increases the time that you spend with yourself and with other people, the quality of the time that you spend with people. If you even think about the people in your life, who are the 20% that bring you the most joy, that bring you the most happiness when you're around them? Now listen, I want you to picture this circle, and you've got a circle inside of a circle, and that little circle is 20%. And that big circle is 80%. When we spend 80% of our time and effort and our brain bandwidth and our emotions, we only get a 20% outcome. But when we spend 20% of our time focused on those things that make us happy, make us feel good, being authentic, then our outcome is 80%. So what happens when we spend 80% of our time and effort on emotions, on the problem person? This happens all of the time. We see this in business where you may have had a job in the past where your boss spent 80% of their time correcting one employee and neglecting everyone else. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what happens to us whenever we do that 80-20 parenting. What happens when we spend 80% of our time and efforts on the child that's causing us to suffer? Well, the other family members begin to suffer as well because we're always emotional. We have no bandwidth for them because we're spending 80% of our time on the problem. Our important people are neglected. The people that make us the happiest, they are neglected. We become more miserable. We resent doing so much for other people and getting so little back. When you're constantly giving 80% and you're only getting 20% back, it doesn't feel good. It consumes us. We ruminate over all the efforts that we're putting into it. It robs us of our peace and joy. Over efforts might suffocate the relationship. This is called love bombing. And actually, this, I believe, is why some of the kids call their parents narcissistic. Even though I don't necessarily agree with labeling someone with that who hasn't actually been diagnosed, love bombing is actually giving someone this excessive attention or admiration or affection with a goal of making them feel dependent upon. Now, I don't think that that is always our goal, but we think that love bombing someone, especially our kids, 80% of the time will fix the relationship. But the problem is that this backfires on us. We become confused and frustrated by all these efforts that we're making with our kids. And we see that it's not working. And then we become a victim of our own story by all that effort that we're putting in. Most of us keep this invisible checklist, like, I've done this, I've done this, I've done all these things, and it's not working. I've given them everything that I have to offer, and yet I get nothing in return. But what happens when we flip that 80-20 rule in our parenting? What happens when we spend 20% of our efforts on the child that's causing us to suffer? Well, first of all, we're happier and more joyful because we're not spending 80% of our thoughts and emotions on one problem. We figure out what works and we figure out what doesn't work, becoming much more efficient with our 20%. We're not going to waste our time doing things that are not necessary, kind of like picking out of a list of 20, those four things that work, that bring us that joy. It's the same concept. We stop doing all this little stuff that's just creating frustration. Frustration for them and frustration for us. We have more time and energy for the important people, which generates even more joy and happiness in our lives when we spend 20% of our efforts on the child that's causing us to suffer. It creates a more balanced life. It's much easier to let other people be responsible for their own thoughts and emotions when we're only putting in 20% effort into solving the problem, because we're not so wrapped up in making sure that we're in their business all the time, that we're solving their problems, that we're grieving with them, that we're experiencing hardship with them. Becoming an 80-20 parent, spending 20% of our efforts on the problem, it normalizes the relationship in our lives. Isn't spending 80% of our time on a relationship just too much? It is too much, but yet we find ourselves doing this. When you spend 80% of your time inside of all of the drama that is going on with that difficult relationship, let's take a look at what happens with the other 20%, because it's split. Your bandwidth is split. This little piece of the pie that you've cut out is cut out for yourself. It's cut out to take care of the other relationships. It's cut out to take care of your relationship with the other kids or with your spouse. Instead, when you spend 20% of your time to nourish that difficult relationship, but you spend 80% of your time with beautiful relationships, with the relationship with yourself, the other people in your life that bring you joy and purpose, then that creates a place of peace and joy. You create this more balanced life. You create that 20-80 parenting. This is where you get to decide how much you want to be around the problem. Now, I'm not a huge advocate of going out there and ignoring our kids because they're problems. Don't get me wrong. But don't let it consume your time 80% of the time. Now, I want to challenge each of you this week to identify where you spend 80% of your time and only create good results 20% of the time. Consider how you might give yourself some relief and spend only 20% in quality time. Choose that quality time to spend with your kids. and pick those top four things that you do to create connection with your kids, to create a better, more peaceful, joyful time for both you and them. If you're enjoying this podcast and finding value in our discussions, I'd love to hear from you. Take a moment to leave a review on the podcast platform of your choice. Your feedback is incredibly valuable, and it helps other worthy moms just like us discover this podcast. Additionally, if you know another mom that could benefit from our conversations, please share this podcast with her. Together, we can create a supportive community of worthy moms. Join me next week for another empowering episode on the Midlife Worthy Moms podcast.